Blog Talk Radio.
To Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Today is June 18th, Monday, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I'm coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. That's right, Fort Hood. That's where we're coming from today, y'all. And we're about to get ready to get it started up in here. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, and I do have my chat window open. So all they do is just log in to your Facebook page, and we'll be able to chat. Now, that is all out of the way, let's talk. All right. You know, like we've been doing late for the last 2 months, we're going to start off with that NBA, y'all. And here's what we got. Last night, the Miami Heat beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 91-85 to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Now, Oklahoma City had first two games was having trouble, you know, getting in the groove and was falling behind by a large number by halftime. Well, last night they actually did change that. You know, they did so well at halftime they were only down by 1 point. However, you know, we have to remember that Oklahoma City is still a young team, and last night that showed a little bit, especially after they had taken the lead. You know, sometimes as a young team, you get happy, you get content. And that's exactly what happened to Oklahoma City. They started, you know, taking jumpers and trying to do spectacular plays when that's not what got them the lead in the first place. No, every time you come down the court, you don't have to stop and shoot a three-pointer. You know, pull it out and work it. You know, work your offense. You know, I think that was one of the reasons why Miami ended up winning. You know, and then I want to talk about the referees, man. I don't know if y'all noticed, but I have noticed that they're not calling a consistent game. I mean, you know, on one end, a guy's touched, the whistle blows. On the other end, a guy gets knocked down and nothing. That's not good refereeing. You know, the referees need to be more consistent. This is the finals. So every little mistake you make can cost the team the championship. I mean, that's all that is. Now, I'm going to tell you the true reason why Miami won the game last night. And it wasn't because LeBron or Dwayne Wade or Bosh or what's the other boy named, the one hitting the three-pointers lately. But anyway, that's not what caused Oklahoma City the game. Oklahoma City beat themselves last night, y'all. The score was 91-85, okay? And here's what happened. Mammy shot 31 of 35 free throws for 89%. Now, 89%, that means they only missed four free throws. On the other hand, Oklahoma City shot 15 of 24 free throws for 63%. That's 9 points still left out there. 9 points. So it's important to make them free throws. You know, a lot of people don't pay that any attention. But, yeah, you have to make them free throws. But it doesn't matter. It's all good. Well, game four is tomorrow night in Miami. Of course, it's on ABC. Hey, tune in. You're going to see some good hard-nosed basketball being played. Of course, I'm keeping, you know, my prediction, Oklahoma City in six. Hey, that's all I can say. All right. Now that we finished with that, let's get to today's topic. In fact, I'm not going to spend all show on today's topic. I mean, I'm going to say what I have to say, then we're going to move on to some other stuff. Because, you know, this is really not that important in the large scheme of things. But I just wanted to talk about it for a moment. You know, hopefully somebody be thinking like, wow, we really do need to change that. Okay? And the topic today is stop naming these babies these crazy names. That is the title today. Now, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have my chat window open. So if you just log into your Facebook or whatever social media page you use, and we can chat as I do the show. All right. Now, we know, you know, we got babies having babies now. So, with that, it's a lot of things, the traditional names that people have gotten used to, you know, it's gone. It's gone. I mean, there's a trend where it comes to naming babies. I mean, you know, you no longer hear the names like John, Robert, Christopher, Joseph. You don't hear those names anymore. And the bad thing about it, a lot of people are imitating the stars, how they name their children. For instance, Jay-Z and what's that girl name? Beyonce. They named their baby Blue Ivy. What kind of name is that for a child, Blue Ivy? You know the ridicule and the jokes they're going to be teasing that girl with? I don't care if she is a star. She got to go to school. No, Blue Ivy, really? You know, names like that just makes no sense. You know, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean? I mean, I understand many parents today, they want their child to have a very unique name. I understand that. And that's not a bad thing. But my question is, what has happened to giving the child a name that honored, let's say, a parent, a grandparent, or combine those two names? Combine them. But I assume those days are gone now because no one is really, really, really trying to do that anymore. And in case y'all wonder, yes, I have a child, and he's named after me. So I didn't go on that crazy stuff. So what happened to those days? Now, have we gotten that smart to where we can just name our child whatever and tell everybody you just got to accept it? Even the child? Then the child grows up with the name, and they change the name because they don't even understand why they got it. They're probably still trying to learn how to spell it. You know, that is just something I'm thinking. I may be wrong. Okay. Now, here we go. And once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I am your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you from Fort Hood, Texas, on Blog Talk Radio. Now, to continue our topic, not only do these parents give kids the names that really don't make any sense. They don't. Names like Shirekwe, Shaquana, Intelligina, no goddess, no butterfly. Okay. Why? Shaniqua, Antelope, Boom Boom and Bam Bam. Why are you doing this to your children? Why? I mean, not only are you just, are they just coming up with crazy names, but heck, it takes the child forever to learn how to pronounce it. Child be 5 years old. You say, what's your name, son or young lady? They stuttering trying to get the name out because they don't even know how to pronounce it. They don't. And talking about pronouncing, let alone talking about spelling it. You know, some children won't even be able to do that until the age 7. And can't spell it until the age of 10. I'm just saying. I mean, what's up with these names? And then they go to school, and the teachers, they having a hard time trying to get it right. You know, they spelling it one way, but you done got so smart, you done made it, you done spelled it any the way you wanted it to be. And it's nothing, and it's spelled nothing like it sounds. So the teacher's having trouble trying to figure out what the heck is going on. You know, please stop doing this to these children. You know, half the time, and here's the funny part about it. When you're at home, half the time, you can't even remember what the child name is, or it's too long to call. So instead of calling the child by their name, you give them a nickname. You give them a nickname. So you give them this nickname, and what happens? The nickname sticks. So all their life, even through the adult life, 9 times out of 10, they're being called by their nickname. Not by that crazy name you gave them. Why? Why? You know, somebody say, well, they go and get a job, they put their real name on on the application, you know, and then when they sit down in the chair talking to the interviewer, I see your name is Shananaha. Yes, sir, but I'd rather be called Snooky. Really? And you caused that. They didn't cause it. You caused that. Giving them no crazy behind names. No, we got to reverse that trend. It's bad enough they got tattoos all over them. Now you giving them crazy names to add to it. To add to the look. I'm going to tell you a story. I was a manager at a fast food restaurant, and I was sent to another store. So, being sent to the other store, I had to, you know, check out the schedule, see who was working for me. So I saw this one name. Now, I'm gonna tell you how a name will give you a perception of someone. I saw this one name, Khadijah. Khadijah. First thing came to my mind when I saw that name was she was black and full of attitude, or better yet, ghetto. You know, you don't even think about some of these names give your child a certain persona. It may not fit them, but initially they're looking at it, yeah. It gives a certain persona that you need to think about. And I'm sure people going through applications, you know, they see some of these names, they probably do the same thing. without even talking to them or see them, that's the first thing they do. No, Shaquana. No, I don't think we want no Shaquanas working here. Maybe the most educated, qualified, best employee you can ever have. But because you done sat there and gave that child a crazy behind name, she done lost out on a good job. And the sad part about it, you don't even know it. The child don't even know it. You have to remember that. You have to remember that. You know, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or hit me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat window open today. And all they have to do is log into Facebook or whatever social media you use, and we can start chatting. So, hey, let's do this. All right. I'm your host, Derek Jackson, and welcome to Let's Talk. Now, going back on our topic, just because you were given a crazy name does not mean your child has to have one, too. It doesn't. You know, somewhere that cycle needs to be broken. It needs to be broken. You know, just because your mother or grandmother or whoever named you gave you this really wild name, you really doesn't mean you have to give your child one. You know, sometimes we don't even think as parents. You know, yeah, that's it right there. But you have to think a little further down the road. You know, if I give this child his name, how much trouble are they going to have? What's going to happen? So, I mean, those are just some of the things. Some of the things you have to think about before you decide to give this child a name that you got to invent the spelling for. That's right, you invent the spelling for these names. So if you have to invent the spelling for the name, it's really you shouldn't give the person that name. Because only you and the child have heard about it and know about it till they get older. And then, you know what? And here's the other thing. Sometimes you use the same name, crazy name over and over again, but y'all spell it differently every time. I mean, is that a necessity? Why are you doing it? Now, you know what? If you just need to give them a unique name, a name that has some substance behind it, that means something, that's no problem. No problem at all. I got the answer for that. Look in the Bible. The Bible is full of names. Full of names. You won't even run out of names in the Bible. There's so many of them in there. And you know what? While you're looking for a name, you may actually learn something in the process. So when that child asks you, why did you name me this? You can go open the Bible and say, I named you this because of this right here, my son, my daughter. So now, you know, you're building that pride in that child. That self-esteem is up because you know they have a name that means something. And anytime they want to know what happened, they can go back to the Bible and look and say, this is what my name means. And this is how I spell it because it's in the Bible. No, stop looking at these shows or just sitting there at the last minute wanting to name your child. You know, if you just have to do it, pick up the Bible and do it. You have books with names now. Do that. But quit coming up with these crazy names for these children. Just stop it. Just stop it. because it's crazy. All right, now I'm off my soapbox about them crazy names. I really am. I'm through with it. No, all that I just said was just a suggestion. You don't have to go through with it, as you know. But I'm just want to give you something to think about. Just think about it. Because it's just downright crazy. Downright crazy. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. All right. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I'll thank you for listening to Let's Talk today. Now, we're going to change the subject for a moment. Well, we're going to change the subject, period, because we're not going back to the rest of the topic for the rest of the day. Well, I'm through with that. All right. However, we're going to change the topic, and we're going to go to something else. Over the weekend, Rodney King was found dead in his pool in California. I know it, by now everybody know it, but I just got to talk about it for a moment. I really do. You know, all right, for those of you that don't know who Rodney King was, I'm going to tell you. All right, here's the quick version. All right, here's the quick version. He was a black man. All right, he tried to outrun the police in a four-cylinder Hyundai in 1991. Yeah. A four-cylinder Hyundai. I don't know who you think he was going to outrun, but okay. The police could have got the car and ran him down in that. But anyway, once the car finally, they finally stopped him, the police beat him down, y'all. I mean, when I say they beat him down, they beat him down. Down so bad, he had to go to the hospital. However, what they didn't know was somebody was videotaping the whole scene, everything. So that's when you first heard of someone videotaping the police that wasn't a policeman. Now, what happened then is, you know, the officers were put on trial. However, they were found not guilty. Now, that's what I say. They were found not guilty. Even though there was this videotape there showing Rodney King getting beat down. And the question then came up, what is really going on? So when the verdict came down, Los Angeles just broke out in riots for three straight days. And then, to top it off, they pull Reginald Denning, I think that's his name. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. He pulled up to a stoplight, and they beat him down because he's a white man. So, after that, everything calmed down. You know, Mr. King, you know, he came out with this great, great saying, you know, that we use every now and then. Why can't we all just get along? Now, here's the problem with that statement, that he's standing up saying, why can't we all get along? The only problem was he was getting along too well with that alcohol and them drugs. That's what he was getting away along with, and that was kind of the problem anyway. But anyway, they sued the city. They got a large amount of money. Of course, what did he do with it? Blew it on drugs and alcohol, was in and out of jail. You know, so, you know, once that happened, you had to look at it like, okay, Rodney, okay, we gave you the benefit of the doubt the first time. Okay, but come on now. You know, you keep going back in getting in trouble. That kind of, you know, leads me to think that you did something else. That's why you got beat down. And then you're going to stand up in front of them, can we all just get along? You're not getting along with the laws. Heck. But anyway, now his fiance also stated that he had been drinking all day. Okay. And she thinks he smoked some weed. Okay, for those who don't know what weed is, some marijuana. Sometime during the period leading up to his death. So once again, even in his death, that old bugaboo keeps coming out. Alcohol and drugs. Alcohol and drugs. So now he's dead. So, wish you well, Rodney. Rest in peace. But it was just a matter of time. It was just a matter of time. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you can call in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Now, another story that's got a little news going on today. Here we go. There's a kindergarten teacher in San Antonio, Texas. Apparently, she had a bully in her class. Okay. Yeah, she had a bully in her class, y'all. Now, the kid, he was only 6 years old, but he was a bully already. He was a bully. Okay, in kindergarten. So, the teacher came up with a way of dealing with this bully. She lined the other 24 students up in her class and let them slap Mr. Bully one by one. No, he was hit on the head, in the face, and on the back. And they hit him twice. So he didn't just get hit one time. 24, he got hit 48 times. Now, here's my question. Was that the wrong thing for the teacher to do? Should she have continued to let him bully the class? I don't know. Now, I know some of you say, well, no, she should have let the parent know. Okay. And what the parent going to do? Well, they're kids. They're going to be kids. No, well, my son don't do that. But your kid is not with you 24/7, so you don't know what that kid was doing. Apparently, the teacher does. And she probably got tired of the other kids coming to her complaining about this one kid bullying them. You know, like I said a couple of shows ago, when it comes to a bully has to be confronted. You know, in one case, a mom choked the little boy, but he deserved it because he was talking smack. But this little boy right here, he deserved it too. And, okay, so the teacher lined all of them up. That's bad to hear. I mean, the teacher couldn't do nothing with him. How many times can you tell a kid, leave the other kids alone? Stop bullying this kid. Stop bothering this. Stop bothering. Stop doing that. She can't even teach the other students because he around them messing with everybody. She didn't hit him. That she didn't. She didn't touch him. But she lined the other kids up. And you know what? Look. The same ones they finally got a lick on him. Probably were the same ones that he bullied day in and day out. Yeah, his mom say, well, he had some friends in class, and the friends didn't want to hit him. How she know that? The only problem was his friends because he was bullying them too. I mean, if they didn't want to hit him then, they didn't have to. But she said the teacher instructed them to hit him. But I think, really, he got what he deserved. Because apparently she's not correcting it at home when she's told about it. And I'm sure the teacher sent notes home expressing the fact that he has been a trouble, a bully in school. But now it's made national news because she did what she thought was right. But what they fail to say is whether the kid is still bullying or not. And I'm sure he's not. I'm sure he's not. So was that a means to the end? Or was it just wrong and he should have kept bullying them other kids? So when they grow, get older, they have a complex because of something that happened to them in kindergarten. Now, if it was me, I would have left the room. Told them what they needed to do, and I would have left the room for about 5 minutes. Then I come back and handle it. And I mean, I think that's the only mistake she made was she stayed in the room. Because a bully needs to get beat down by the people he's bullying. I mean, and she was nice enough to line them up and give them instructions, hit them 2 times, and that's it. I know some of y'all saying I'm wrong for this, but I'm just saying it like it is. Yes, if it was my child and he was bullying, number one, he wouldn't be bullying because I've been to beat him down after the first time to show him what a bully gets. But if he continue and that what happened to him, okay. See, I'm old school. And see, that's the problem now. Everybody want to be politically correct. Every time you touch a child, you're abusing them. Or you doing this wrong to them. That's why they run around here bullying people. Because you people in society that believes in timeouts and taking stuff from them, them kids don't care about that no more. They don't care about that. What they do care about, if you knock the hell out of them. So the teacher holding court in the classroom, I have no problems with that. I mean, y'all may have a problem with me saying it, but I'm going to tell you, I ain't got no problem with that. He was a bully. He got hit by the people he was bullying. What is wrong with that? It's better for it to happen now than he get older and mess around and bully the wrong one, and then they put a bullet in him. Then the question going to be, why didn't they stop it earlier? It's not like bullying just comes up. You know, a bully starts bullying people at an early age. It's not something that just jumps on your back and all of a sudden you're a bully. No. So hopefully, you know, this beatdown he took, it'll change his mind a little bit. You know, make it more, what the word I'm looking for? Conscientious of beating on people. Now, once again, if you want to join the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat line open today, so if you want to chat with me a little bit, all you have to do is just log into your Facebook account or your social media, whichever one you're using, and we can chat while the show is going on. And also, about 5-10 minutes after the show. Now, getting back to this young boy, you know, everybody wants to have, you know, everybody, oh, she didn't do it. She didn't do it. She shouldn't have done it. Well, let me ask you this question. What if that was your child and they're getting bullied, coming home every day crying and crying and telling you the next day they don't want to go back to school? And you done went ahead and you done told the teacher what your child feeling, and the teacher says she's taking care of it, But it continues and continues. You get called from work, from your job, to go down there because he done got bullied again, and he ain't trying to go back in the classroom, so he acting out now. What would you do? What would you like to have done? Now, the old school folks say, tell him to pick up something and knock the hell out of him. Hey, my brother did it. It worked for him. He never got bothered again. That's what I'm saying. A bully needs to be confronted by the person or persons he is bullying. That's what I say. I'm not going to back down from that because I believe that's what needs to happen. Okay, so maybe it's the fact that it was in school and it was the teacher orchestrated it. Okay. Because she probably was tired of it too. You know, you sit there on a daily basis and watch this one kid disrupt your classroom all day long. All day long. She didn't hit him. See, and that's the thing. She didn't hit him. She didn't. She didn't touch him. The kids touched him. Yeah, she told him to, but she didn't hit that child. Kids his own age hit him. So what is the problem? What is the problem? Because it was in the school. Now, see, I'm going to tell you, all y'all who complaining about da-da-da, if you bring corporal punishment back to the school, then you won't have to worry about the teacher holding court in her classroom. Because the principal can hold court in his office. And the old school, you old schoolers out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Those SWATs will change your mind. Those SWATs will change your mind. Oh, I'm sorry. In today's society, that's child abuse. Are you kidding me? Are you really, you're really that naive to think that's what that is? I'm for corporal punishment in school because you have to get these kids' attention. You know, all thing you're going to do is put them in timeout, make them sit out in the hall. Or better yet, put them in in-school suspension. Wow. What the heck is that? So if I do wrong, I get go to a whole other room and just sit there and do my work. What has that solved? That hasn't gotten them any attention, their attention. All thing you're doing is giving them a vacation. Allowing them to sit there and think of most stuff to do once they get out. But if you go ahead and put corporal punishment back in school, those SWATs will change a lot of minds and attitudes. And it's not abuse. It's called discipline. That's what it's called. And then you won't have to worry about teachers having to line up her students to take care of this bully. I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. She did what needed to be done. Like I said a couple of shows ago, we as adults, we need to get a handle on this. We need to change this. No, instead of saying, well, you can't touch my child would never do that. No, your child will do that. Even the best of kids do something they ain't got no business doing. And you need to handle that. And I'm not talking about no putting them in no dang corner, talking about dang time out. You know, when I was a kid, I got put in the corner. You know what I was just thinking about? When I'm going to play outside when I come out the corner. You know, or sit to stand there and play with myself in my mind. Now, that's where the imaginary friends come from. Y'all ain't figured that one out yet, huh? A kid's mind is a wonderful thing. You putting them in the corner, you helping them come up with some ideas. You know, I'm going to get so-and-so because they done told him he got me standing in his corner. I mean, there's no consequences to standing in a corner. There's no consequences to taking a dang on game away from a kid. Now, you may hurt a teenager for a moment, but believe you me, they're going to figure out a way to communicate. And then most parents so soft, you know, they feel sorry for the child, and within a couple of days, they give it back. So what have you proven? Not a dang old thing. Nothing. I'm telling you, parents, we need to come off that mess about you can't spank your child because it's child abuse. No, it's called discipline. Stop sparing that rod. Because it's not a good thing to do that. You know, well, I'm scared he going to call the authorities on me. Well, let him call the authorities. Long as you're not putting knots on his head and burning him with cigarettes, what have you, and you just whipping that butt, that's not child abuse. That's discipline. Now, I know some of you probably going to say, well, I was abused as a child, so that's why I don't discipline my child. Well, then get an uncle, the next door neighbor, somebody. Because the more you let them get away with, the worse it's going to be as they get older. I mean, it's just, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So, the teacher, I'm with her on that. Like I said, she didn't touch the child. See, that's what everybody is forgetting. She did not touch that child. Yeah, she had the other kids line up, but she didn't touch him. And so he got hit with the little kid, by the little kids. Come on, really now. Think about little kindergarten kids. Yeah, some of them heavy-handed, but they don't hit that hard. But I'm sure they got his attention. Yo, because Bubba needed to learn what the deal was. Yeah, I'm going to call him Bubba. But as I mentioned before, if we go ahead and bring corporal punishment back in school, we wouldn't have these problems. Not as many of them. The teachers be able to teach their classes, teach our kids, without worrying about being interrupted by telling Mr. Bully Bubba to stop. Leave that so-and-so alone. Leave this person alone. And, you know, after a while, Billy Bubba, he probably thinks, oh, well, I'm untouchable anyway, and looks at the teacher like he's crazy, like he or she is crazy. Now what you going to do? But the teacher tell you, and you're like, okay, you go home and put him in a corner. What the heck is that doing? Putting him in a corner, talking about he in timeout. Timeout from what? What is he in timeout from? Because what he did has been hours before. So now you're going to take him home and put him in the corner now. What's that showing? Not a dang on thing. If he does it then, he needs to be punished then. And putting somebody in the corner is not no dang on punishment. I don't care how you try and twist it, say it, or make me believe it. It's not. So what are you doing? I know there's some single mothers who are like, well, that's my baby, and da-da-da-da, whatever. Your baby need his behind whip. Your baby need his behind whip. You wonder why, some of you out there, do you wonder why you can't find nobody to watch your kids and nobody wants your kids to come to their house for birthday parties and things? Have you ever thought about that? Because your kid is bad. Your kid is a bully. Nobody wants to be bothered. So the kids who can choose who come to their party, they leaving him out or her out. But you think that they just being funny? No. They don't want your child around them creating havoc. Because you are not disciplining your child the way they need to be disciplined. No. So if your child tell you he's going to call the CPS or the police, pick up the phone and call it for him. Before you do it, pick the phone up and tell him, this is what I'm about to do to my child. I just want to let you know. And hang the phone up. That takes all the authority that he thought he had out. Okay. And then you handle your business. Stop being scared of these kids. Yeah, I said it. Some of you scared of the kindergartners. I just can't do nothing with them because you ain't tried to do nothing with him. Beat that butt. Get his attention. Stop letting him get your attention. Get his or her attention. I'm sorry. But stop letting him get your attention. I mean, that's all it is. That's all it is. You walking around here, you can't even take the child to a grocery store because they ain't listening to you in the grocery store. Running around up and down the aisles, running into people, knocking things over. And then you can say, stop Billy. Stop Bubba. Stop Shaquan. What the heck you mean, stop? When I was growing up, I went to the grocery store with my mom. Number one, before we went in, you got the speech. And your old schoolers know what that speech is. Then once you got in that store, where that buggy went is where you went. Unless you were told to go and get something. And then you go right and get it, and you bring yourself back. Because you knew, if you didn't, what was going to happen to you? There was no questions. And it wasn't no dang on time out. And if you acted up really bad, you got beat down right there in the store. Right there. As the old saying goes, you embarrass me, I embarrass you. That's right. That's right. I mean, it's not rocket science, parents. It's not. If you got a bad child, you need to deal with that. And stop getting upset when somebody else does. Apparently, you're not doing it. I done took everything out of their room. I done took the television. I mean, he has nothing in his room. But have you whipped that butt? Have you done that? If you haven't done that, then you really haven't done anything. A kid can sit in an empty room and have just as much fun as if that room was full. Because they have vivid imaginations, so they can do anything they want to with their minds. That's all I'm saying. So, basically, on this story out of San Antonio, kudos, teacher, you handled it. You did what you needed to do. I ain't got no problems with that. Like I said, even if it was mine, I wouldn't have no problem with it. Because apparently I wasn't doing something right. So the teacher saw that she needed to handle it. No, I ain't going to lie to y'all. When I register my child for school and you go on that first day and talk to the teacher, I tell him in a heartbeat, he give you in trouble, knock the hell out of him. Of course, what they say, well, we can't do that. And there we go. There's the rub. And the kids know it. The kids know it. So now you really got an issue. They already know there's nothing that school can do to them. They think there's nothing the parents can do to them. We need to change that. We need to show them there's a lot we can do. You just got to be willing to do it. That's all. Just be willing to do it. All right, my faithful listeners. I think that is the show for today. I want to thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson, broadcasting from Fort Hood, Texas. And I really enjoyed having you today. Now, you can join me tomorrow when our topic will be, I have no idea, but check back on my page in about 3 hours. I have a topic for you. You know it's going to be good, whatever it is. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow on Let's Talk. I'm out of here.